Welcome to Strong Tower Radio Today. The views and opinions expressed on this show do not necessarily reflect the views of Strong Tower Radio, West Central Michigan Media Ministries, or its employees.
Hello, folks, and welcome to Strong Tower Radio Today, the flagship program that gives our listeners a behind-the-scenes look at what is happening here at Strong Tower Radio. We do a number of programs. We do The Garden Guy. We do People with a Purpose and events and a number of things. That's one of the original programs we've done, but we also add monthly theme, and that's what we're doing this time. John, welcome, John.
Thanks, Tom. It's good to be here.
That's John Duman, and I'm Tom Majeur. And we have a guest today for our theme, and it's the author of this month's newsletter lead article. John, would you introduce our guest?
Our guest writer this month is Pastor Mike Lambert.
Yes. Each month we do a different theme. John, give a little history from, it's this time we're doing it in kind of a series from December through April, and share with them where we're going.
Sure. Well, as everyone knows, Christmas is the accepted time of Christ's birth. We all have grown up with that. So we decided this year to follow along with that thought, and then every month we're going to take a different part of Christ's life and ministry and talk about it. So January was his childhood. Specifically, we were working off the verse in Matthew that says—
Actually, Luke.
Is this Luke?
Luke 2:52.
Okay, you're right, Luke 2:52. Anyway, and then this month we're going to be talking about Christ's personal one-on-one ministry, and then the following month we'll be dealing with his public ministry, and then we will end up at the Resurrection Passion Week.
And, you know, I really appreciate that these 2 months, the personal ministry, we don't think about that quite as often. We often default to the public ministry. But Pastor Lambert is not unknown to our listeners. He's featured on our sermon program called Fresh Manna, and he came to Holland. Pastor, welcome to our program.
Well, it's good to be here.
When did you first come to the Holland area?
Yeah, I came to the Holland area in December of 21. And so I moved in the middle of the winter from the Northwest.
It's always a good time.
And I've been here a little over a year.
Well, great. We've really appreciated your preaching ministry here on Strong Tower Radio.
Well, yeah, it's a privilege to be able to share God's word here in the state of Michigan.
And you're a radio man yourself. You had some previous experience with radio. Do you mind sharing with our listeners about that?
Yeah, I lived in the Walla Walla Valley in Walla Walla, Washington, and pastored there for 18 years. And our church owned a radio station, 95.6 at that time on the FM dial. And so that was a Life Talk radio station, and we had the privilege of sharing Bible lessons and sermons and Q&A times. So, yeah, I learned a lot from that.
Well, excellent. John, would you like to lead us in a word of prayer?
Absolutely. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for your very many blessings. We thank you for your guidance throughout our lives every day. We thank you for the gifts that you give us, the air that we breathe, the food that we eat. Lord, we pray that you will speak through us today. We pray that this recording and following broadcast will be a blessing to those around us. I pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
John, would you introduce the subject of our article? Each month we do on our monthly theme, we talk with the the writer, the contributor of the newsletter. And then the second half, we talk about different events that are going to be happening on air and in the community that are related to Strong Tower Radio. So you're the editor of the newsletter?
Yeah, we typically call and talk to many different people to write our articles for us. And when we approach them, it's basically we just give them a real, real loose idea of what the article will be. And Pastor Mike hit it out of the park. His is entitled Night School, and we will let Pastor Mike tell you what he wrote about.
Okay, yeah. I chose that term night school simply because the Bible says that there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus in John chapter 3 and verse 1. It says he was a ruler of the Jews. And when you study that word ruler, you find that the thought of it is as being a ruler, a ruling teacher. So he came to Jesus and called Jesus rabbi, which also means teacher. So what we have going on here is one teacher coming to another teacher by night and having a personal discussion on principles of God's kingdom.
This is in the theme of one-on-one. Many of our listeners are familiar with the story, but let's start from basics. What are the highlights to you?
Yeah, the highlights to the particular article, and I've done several sermons on this, is simply that as Nicodemus came to Jesus privately, he wanted to interview him and talk to him about principles of God's kingdom. He came to Jesus with kind of fancy, authoritative language, and Jesus did not match him wit with wit, but he just came right to the point and told Nicodemus that he needed to be born again. So in this one-on-one interview at night between one teacher and the other teacher, we have basically three main principles of how Jesus worked one-on-one. First of all, he spoke to Nicodemus clearly and simply. And then secondly, he spoke to Nicodemus honestly. And then in the conversation with him, Jesus was okay with Nicodemus's questions. We can learn a lot from this one-on-one ministry of Jesus on how he communicates with individuals clearly and simply. Jesus is honest with us, and he's not afraid that he can handle any of our questions.
Was there any significance in the fact that Nicodemus met with Jesus after dark?
Yeah, I think there was. When you study the Gospels, you see that not everybody appreciated Jesus' ministry. And Nicodemus, he had no politically correct reason why he should openly meet with Jesus. The other rulers of the church and Jewish society looked down on the rabbi from Nazareth. So Nicodemus took the risk in meeting with him privately, and he did so because he had heard Jesus enough and he had seen Jesus do enough that he wanted to have this private interview without getting in trouble from the other church leaders.
What was the most interesting thing? Why were you drawn, or why did you choose Nicodemus?
Well, there are a number of places in the Gospels where Jesus meets people one-on-one. He met a woman at a well privately. But this one here in John chapter 3 has a full discussion on how a person can be saved. This discussion we can study and learn from pretty much all the days of our lives. And so I was really drawn to it from just the simplicity of what Jesus said and him being honest with Nicodemus. At that time, of course, Nicodemus is a Pharisee. He's a ruler of the Jews. And the typical thought in the first century for a Jewish spiritual leader was that basically by birth, they would enter the kingdom of God. And Jesus wanted to point out honestly to Nicodemus his situation. Nicodemus basically thought, you know, I'm rich, I'm educated, I'm a member of the church, I'm a ruler of the Jews, I give instruction to people, and I have Abraham's blood flowing through my veins. Therefore, that is my in to the kingdom of heaven. And so with that platform, Jesus knew that Nicodemus, although he was a good man, he was on the wrong foundation of salvation. And so Jesus just spoke honestly to him and let him know, Nicodemus, even you, with all of your genealogies, your background, the quote, pure blood that's flowing through your veins, even you need to be born again. And so I'm glad that God is honest with us that, like that.
How many private personal ministry meetings did Christ have? And when there's a scenario of a man coming, maybe he's in the crowd, he makes a request for his daughter to be healed, does that fall under personal ministries in your definition?
I definitely think it falls under personal ministry. At that time, Jesus, of course, was in a group of people heading to this spiritual leader's house to heal his daughter. And there's actually two personal moments. In the midst of the crowd, somebody touched the hem of his robe and was healed. And he had a short conversation with that woman that did that, and he let her know that her faith had brought her healing in life. And then when they got to their ruler's home, he made everybody else stand outside, and he went into the home alone and raised this maiden, this little girl who had died, raised her to life. Yeah, so there's kind of both public ministry and personal ministry.
Well, I could see that also with Zacchaeus, the tax collector, that Zacchaeus, you come down, for I'm going to your house today.
Yeah, Jesus, again, in the story of Zacchaeus, he was entering into town. A large group of people were following him. And when he got to that one tree that Zacchaeus was holed up in, Jesus stopped and looked at him and called him by his name. And I'm sure that shocked Zacchaeus enough to where he may have almost fell out of the tree.
When the personal ministry, is it different than the public ministry? And yes, it's talking to one person, but is the message different, the purpose different, and is it more personal to us?
Well, the message of Jesus and the message of the gospel is the same no matter if we're preaching to a large group of people, like Jesus did on the mountainside one day. He taught to them the principles of the kingdom that we have. We call it the Sermon on the Mount, recorded in Matthew chapters 5, 6, and 7. The message was straightforward. And when he was just talking to individuals, it's the same message. And for you and I today, I could be standing up in my church with 300 people and tell the story of Nicodemus or Zacchaeus or some of these other stories. Or I could be sitting down and talking privately with a church member in my office and talk about the same stories. The message is the same. The truth is the same. There's one God, there's one Lord, there's one gospel. That doesn't change.
Let me just drill down a little bit further. Going back to Nicodemus, Jesus said a statement that just caught Nicodemus off guard. You must be born again. Now, saying what I heard you say is there's a consistency between the private ministry, the personal ministry of Christ, and the public ministry. How in public ministry might of Christ also said that same thought, you must be born again in a public ministry?
Well, one example of that might be, that's a good question. I think if we look at the Sermon on the Mount, there were, the whole mountainside was filled with people, and he began that sermon by giving what we call the Beatitudes, where Jesus said, blessed are the poor in spirit, and then he said, blessed are those who mourn, and then he goes right down the list. And when you follow that list in the introductory of his sermon, you find out that those are just simple steps to the plan of redemption. For the group of people, he said, blessed are the poor in spirit. And he was just encouraging them that you are blessed and happy when you recognize your spiritual poverty. And then he went to the next step. You are blessed and happy when you mourn. And that is when you have that true heartfelt sorrow for sin. And so Jesus just goes through the step-by-step progression of the plan of redemption. And those step-by-step plans are the way a person is born again.
Yes. What about the rich young ruler? Do you mind kind of talking about that personal ministry encounter?
Oh, that was a wonderful ministry encounter, wasn't it?
Yes.
This rich young ruler wanted to have a private conversation with Jesus. Jesus was with his disciples. And he came up and asked the simple question, what must I do to be saved? And that's probably the most important question that a person could ever ask. And of course, he was asking that personal question of the one who could give the right answer. And Jesus answered it by simply saying, to keep the commandments of God, to keep God's law. And he said that to kind of test this young man, because Jesus knew that he was trying to live a good life. And so he said, go ahead and keep the commandments. And the young man said, well, I've been keeping the commandments all my life. And then Jesus brought the test to his heart and said, okay, go ahead and sell all that you have and leave your mom and dad, leave your families, and come and follow me. And the young man the Bible says, turned away because he was very rich. So Jesus was testing him. He was trying to let him know that keeping the commandments truly meant giving up everything and following Jesus. The foundation of salvation was in Jesus, and he was encouraging that man to personally follow him. Unfortunately, the man chose his riches over personally following Jesus.
These personal encounters are applicable to us today. I think you alluded to this, but they're timeless.
Yes, they are.
And could a person literally go through these personal ministry encounters of Christ and maybe just make a list of applicable lessons and then study them for themselves?
Yeah, I think they can. The three main points that I've chosen in terms of the one-on-one ministry with this night school conversation with Nicodemus is that Jesus spoke to him clearly and simply by saying, you must be born again. He spoke to him honestly by telling him that even though he was a spiritual leader, he needed this new life experience with Jesus. And he also allowed Nicodemus to ask the questions. And Jesus didn't put him down for the questions. He just helped. He answered the questions and helped clarify in Nicodemus' mind what the simple truth of salvation was. And today, you know, John, you and I, we can take time to prayerfully study God's Word and ask Jesus to clearly and simply show us truth. We can also pray for God to be honest with us and tell us what we need to hear. And God's Word does that. And in prayer, God convicts us of our sin and our mistakes. And so God will be honest with us. And with that, we need to be honest with God. And if we have any questions, God's shoulders are big enough to handle any of our questions or any of our emotions or feelings or ideas.
Praise the Lord for that.
Now, some of Jesus's when he was dealing with the Pharisees, probably, if I think about it, most of those were in public and not one-on-one, but definitely see kindness in each one of these. When people come one-on-one, it tends to be a vulnerable moment, whether it be, you know, the woman at the well, the woman caught in adultery. Of course, that was one on one with quite an audience, although much of the audience dispelled by the time the discussion was over. But the compassion and kindness of Christ seems to be in every one of those encounters.
Yeah, that's because Christ is kindness. The Bible says that God is love, and Jesus reflected God's love fully in his life. And when he met with people privately or with groups of people, he treated them with the utmost respect and honor and kindness and patience. And that's the kind of Savior Jesus is.
Now, Pastor, as we wind up this interview with you, let's make it really, really personal. And you've done that throughout the presentation. But if we have listeners out there, we're quite certain there are listeners out there that need to have a night school experience. Would you almost like to make an appeal for a listener or many listeners to come to Christ in a personal way for a night school experience?
Yes, I'd be happy to. Thank you, John. You know, I think the highest point in my ministry, whether I'm preaching from the pulpit or giving a personal Bible study or in a committee meeting or doing a home visit, the high point of all of that is whenever I have the privilege of letting people know that whatever the issue is, whatever, one of the lessons that Jesus taught Nicodemus was that as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness and the people looked and lived, so people could look to him and live. And so the highest point in my ministry is encouraging people. And anybody that's listening right now, God loves you with an everlasting love. And whatever the problem, whatever the issue, whatever the sin, whatever the challenge, whatever the snake bite is, if we use Jesus' example, we can look to Jesus. We can look daily in prayer and the study of his word to the uplifted crucified Jesus. We can believe in him. We can trust in him. We can obey him. And if we do this, if we will look to Jesus, we will live. The Christian church today doesn't need more programs coming down the pike. What we need is to take that daily time and to look by faith to Jesus who died to redeem us from sin, to pray for the Holy Spirit to fill us and to change us and make us more like him. And God has made this possible because of his love. And he tells people, just look to Jesus. And if we do and believe, we shall be saved.
Jesus works one and one. In fact, God doesn't save, he saves many people, but he doesn't save them in mass. It's one by one, and he has multiple channels. He can handle as many people come to him, but it's always personal ministry.
Yes, it is.
Pastor Mike, I really want to appreciate you. Thank you so much for writing this article. Listeners, you can get this article. You can go to our website. The easiest way is str.fm or strongtowerradio.org. Download this newsletter. It's the lead article for this month. And you can listen to Pastor Mike regularly on Fresh Manna and hear his sermons. They're also archived on our website, strongtowerradio.org or str.fm as a quick shortcut. And it's under Resources, Archives, and under Fresh Manna. Pastor Mike, it's been nice. We see you from time to time in person, and we hear you on the radio. Thank you for being a part of the Ministry News, writing this lead article this month.
Well, thank you so much. And Tom and John, you take care, and thank you for your leadership here at Strong Tower Radio.
Thank you, sir.
Well, listeners, you've just heard Pastor Mike of the Holland Seventh-day Adventist Church. After the break, we will continue with your update for February. It's the month in review, and we'll be talking about not only the newsletter, about a program that with the Variety Hour that will be coming out here in February, and new programs. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Hi folks, Jelaine Fenner here. We are definitely living in uncertain times, and for some of us, it's scary. Signs of the times are everywhere. Jesus is coming back soon. Read Revelation chapter 22. Jesus says, "Surely I am coming quickly." We at Strong Tower Radio have a free book for you called The Great Controversy. Go to the back of the book and read chapters 35 to 42. It'll help you understand the times we're living in and what's ahead. This book even has 800 historical quotes and 1,200 Bible quotes. I love this book. Call Strong Tower Radio today, 231-468-2087, and ask for The Great Controversy while supplies last. And if we don't answer, please leave a message asking for The Great Controversy with your name, address, and phone number. That's 231-468-2087. On Strong Tower Radio, where God's character is proclaimed.
Well, hello, listeners. We are back, just like bad weather in Michigan.
And we've had a little bit of that. Hey, John, I heard that we have El Nino or something like that, and it's supposed to be a little milder winter than we thought.
You know, I've always taken the approach that weather forecasters I like those people that gamble. They never are sure that they're going to win or lose, but they get paid either way.
There you go. They don't lose anything, though. Hey, John, let's talk about the newsletter, the February Ministry News, and let's start on page 2 with the president's perspective. I really appreciate having the opportunity to review that. That's kind of like where you get the inside edge on what's going on.
Yes, it is.
And we're talking about those 8 new towers. We have 8 construction permits. That's the permit to start building. You can't go on the air yet. That's another licensing process. But we have 3 of them right now, the Greenville, the Owosso, and the Port Sanilac. Greenville is kind of towards Grand Rapids, kind of heading towards the middle of the state there a little bit. Owosso's over on the east side, between east of Lansing, and Port Sanilac's right on the border there towards the eastern edge of Lake Huron. So we have those. The Greenville, we're looking at all the variables. Once you do this, John, you're kind of committed, you know.
Yeah.
You have to tell the FCC, we're going to go on this tower. They do not like it when you move your towers.
No, unless you go through that whole process, and that's where we are.
That's where we're at, yes. So we're trying to find the correct combination. We're trying to get 2 different areas that are on the edges of both of those, the Ionia and up towards Stanton and Edmore. So it takes a little tweaking. It's all a combination of the height of the tower, the strength of the tower, then you have that complicating factor of who's your neighbor.
Yeah, and I'm glad I'm not the one that has to do all this.
That's right.
I'm sorry David does, but...
And that kind of brings us to a point that one of our listeners donated some money so that we could get the software. It used to be every time you said, what if, that was $500 or more.
Yeah.
And that meant that you had to go to the engineering company and they would use the software and then give you the report. Well, we do that internally, saving us each time. And David has run scenario after scenario. What if, you know, they don't necessarily put towers exactly where your signal needs them to be.
No, they don't.
So you have neighbors that you can't cross their broadcast area. And so it's not putting up a tower, and it goes 360 degrees everywhere. Those days are gone.
Yeah. You have to protect other radio stations that are out there, that are in the broadcast range of your antenna. So there's a lot of things that go into this, people.
And there's a thing called topography.
Yeah, there's that.
Yeah. So you may have a city, but in Michigan, it seems like all those cities are either next to a river in a valley, or they're along the lake and behind a sand dune. So we have those challenges, but they have those challenges in mountainous areas too. But we're working hard. The Greenville station, there's a great support base for that, and we're just tweaking it right in to see what will happen there. But the money is there, praise the Lord, for that one. And we're working on the Owosso and the Port Sanilac. And David's going to give us regular, as indicated in this column, we're going to get more and more reports. So the president's perspective, after you read that lead article, just like we talked with Pastor Mike in the last hour, you'll want to turn to that president's perspective to see which one of the eight has moved a nose length ahead of the rest.
And there's only a few ways that you can turn the page to find this information out. You can either hit our website at str.fm, or as I like to say, strongtowerradio.org, and find the newsletter there. You can call or email us, and we will put you on the list and actually send you a paper copy, which I prefer. At any rate, you've got to do one of those three things in order to be able to read this, and we really would like you to read this.
That's right. That's right. Now, John, one of our favorite parts of the newsletter, it's, you know, I just noticed that every part is our favorite part of the newsletter.
Well, absolutely. I think, actually, this next part that we're going to talk about is the favorite, or the reason that we're here.
Yes.
Every time we hear a changed life story, it hits home, and it makes all of the troubles that we go through, all the pitfalls, worth it.
You know, it kind of sounds like Paul. His eye was on the mark, and all he was interested in is saving souls for the kingdom, and it didn't matter what trials, he was going to persevere and go forward.
Well, hopefully we can all get to that point, but that's in the future, I think.
That's right. Now, this month, we have a good start. You know, just of what we know, God knows every soul that's heart has been changed.
Amen.
But, you know, people want to keep track a little bit to mm-hmm. see a progress. And we are certain that there's 120 people have changed lives, turned their lives over to Christ, and signified that by baptism. Last year, we were aware of at least 11, and sometimes even after the books are closed, do we hear a few more stories, and again, we'll find out more when we get to heaven. But tell us about John Tompkins, the Little Debbie driver.
Yeah, John was listening as he drove on his delivery route between Petoskey and the Upper Peninsula, and he listened for several years. He got tired of the music that he was listening to, so he was searching for a talk radio program, and he came across a program talking about financial and retirement. And what he heard piqued his interest, so he continued listening to Strong Tower Radio. And the story goes on that the Holy Spirit worked on him, and he did a lot of studying and whatnot. And then one of the programs he was listening to, Doug Batchelor, was being rather forceful in that, you know, you people listening, you need to find a church, a Seventh-day Adventist church, and attend and become part of the family. And at first, he didn't take it seriously. He just, you know, yeah, okay, maybe someday.
I like what I'm hearing, but I'm not going to be extreme, huh?
Right, right. Okay. And then there came a knock on the door not too long after that, and there was a young boy handing out pamphlets, but he was busy, so he didn't want to answer the door. But as soon as the kid left, evidently, he went out and found the pamphlet, and he looked at it, and he realized it was from the Adventist Church. So armed with a piece of paper that had the list of names of evangelists for the church here, he chased the kid down and asked him questions, and the kid knew every one of the names in the list, so he was absolutely certain.
Doesn't the Bible say that we should be prepared to give an answer?
Yes, it does. It
sounds like that young man was the man for the hour.
Yes, he was. And John felt that it was just further proof that the Holy Spirit had something in line for him. And as the story goes, he found a church, and he was baptized here recently. And if you want to know any more than that, you have to get a hold of the newsletter.
And you can get that by going on str.fm or strongtowerradio.org, or calling up the station at 231-468-2087 and requesting either it to be emailed to you or mailed to you at your address of choice. You know, John, we're turning the page here, and that is on page 4, and there is a wonderful I Heart Pudding recipe. That is a tapioca plant-based recipe. And John, these are original recipes created by our very own Jody Ferguson. She's a volunteer at the radio station, Cam Ferguson's wife. Cam goes around the state. You can get our email, electronic email, sign up for it on our website, and you'll find out where we're going to be at. And Cam gets out 2, 3, 4 times
speaks a month. Lot.
And
yes, he does.
Jody is often with him. So you might want to get some inside information on this recipe and talk to the recipe creator herself.
Well, I know that all of the staff that were here yesterday, we all have 2 thumbs up for this recipe. It is really, really good. And if you want to check it out, you know where to go.
Absolutely. It's called the Strong Tower Radio Test Kitchen.
And for those of you that blessed us with financial gifts this past year, and you did not receive an annual donation receipt, please get a hold of us as soon as possible. It is possible that we don't have your correct address or that we don't have your address at all. So please either send us an email at info@strongtowerradio.org or call us at 231-468-2087. 231-468-2087.
And we definitely appreciate you giving to the Lord's work in maintaining this radio station, and we want to give this as a small token of appreciation to you so that you can reduce your tax liability if it applies. And then we also want to say a big, big thank you.
Absolutely.
You know, sometimes our faith is tested, and we are in a faith ministry. And sometimes your bread is sure, but sometimes it's a day or so late, or maybe less variety than we have. But coming right up into the end of the year, our listeners came through and literally covered all of our needs for the budget, and we greatly appreciate, and God appreciates what you have done.
God is good, and you guys help make that happen. Thank you so very much.
Every day. Well, John, why don't we take a break right now, and then afterwards we're going to talk about the new programming and the Strong Tower Radio Variety Hour that's coming up later on this month.
That sounds like a plan, Tom.
Thank you.
Hello, friends. This is Doug Batchelor from Amazing Facts. Strong Tower Radio is a station that believes in the power of prayer. In the book Steps to Christ, we're told, prayer is the opening of the heart to God as to a friend. Not that it's necessary in order to make known to God what we are, but in order to enable us to receive Him. Prayer does not bring God down to us, but brings us up to Him. What a beautiful promise of God's power for our lives. Do you have a special prayer request that you'd like for us to pray for? If so, call us at 877-278-5512 or send an email through our website, strongtowerradio.org. We have a team of prayer warriors standing by to join with you in taking your petitions to the throne of grace. God loves each of us so much, and He's waiting to hear from you.
Well, folks, Tom and John are back with Strong Tower Radio today. This is February themes when we cover what the newsletter is about and various things that we see on the calendar. You know, John, sometimes there's impromptu things that we didn't see coming, but we do try to plan for them.
Always, always. Anybody that lives runs into those situations.
That's right. We're going to talk about some of the productions that are coming up, and there's been a few changes from the original schedule. Yeah, but John, totally. You are on the premier team of the Variety Hour What a well-oiled machine. We really appreciate the dedication of our volunteers, hours and hours, and people love it. They just keep at the various churches and groups keep asking to come. We're in the low 30s of programs that have been produced. It was a one-time off that took on a life of its own. It's
absolutely
Strong Tower Radio Variety Hour or Strong Tower Variety Hour. And it's just that, what do you think is the secret to its success, the secret sauce of the Variety Hour?
Well, I think it's a combination of things. The team that we have is absolutely amazing.
They are.
And like you say, they put in a lot of work.
Dedication and attention to details.
Yeah, absolutely. Debbie is absolutely amazing at planning, and she knows a bunch of people, and that helps.
And that's Debbie Blosser.
Yes, it is. I think that's part of it. But the rest of it is there's such a huge variety in every single program and in what we see. We've had a guy actually play a leaf.
A leaf, okay.
Off of a live plant. And that's just one of the really, really wild things that you'll see. But
that's the variety part?
Certainly variety. And we have, you know, no matter how you plan, something always, like you said earlier, changes. And we've had people walk up and say, yeah, I'm here for the program, and we don't know who they are. We don't know what they're going to do. And almost invariably, that tends to be the thing that people take away, that it was absolutely heart-wrenching or touching or the best part of the program. And we didn't plan for it. We didn't know anything about it.
Well, that almost goes back to the extemporaneousness or live radio. That's kind of a little bit in the back. The theme is back in the day, there was no retakes.
Yep. Yep. And when you're sitting there, it's actually how it used to be. We're rolling like it was radio time.
Absolutely. So where's the next Variety Hour, Strong Tower Radio Variety Hour?
We are going to be in Ionia at the Ionia Seventh Adventist Church, and that will be February 25th.
And Lord willing, there's a few other planned, and we'll hold off on talking about that as those plans developed. I'm pretty excited about the schedule. We're being invited back to churches time and time again, but we're also going to new areas across the state.
It promises to be a busy year for Variety Hours.
Absolutely. You know, we're always looking for new programs, and one of the things that we've done is we have our flagship original program, which is this one, Strong Tower Radio Today. And I might share with you what our plan is. It's like I say, they do change from time to time. What we have looking at this month, I've got in front of me, of course, next week will be the Garden Guy with Gary Heilig and Sue Majeure, my sister, and myself. We always have fun with that program.
It is a fun program.
And we get to see what surprises Gary has for us. And then Vicki Griffin, she has a program about endurance and being tough in tough times. That was a great program we've already recorded. We're looking forward to doing some recording at our remote studio up in Campus Abo. The camp has been gracious to give us a space. At ASI Lake Union is a group of businessmen and women who want to further the gospel, and they gave us money for recording equipment, and we're going to really use it. In fact, the next week after we record this program, we're looking at recording four programs, four on the air, up at Campus Abo in Grayling, Michigan. One of those programs, actually both of them, Generation of Youth for Christ. What a powerful organization. That is where Christian young people come together. And when you get a room full of committed young people, you get a few thousand, 1,000, 2,000, 3,000, 4,000 of them, good things happen and the Lord is present. Every year they do it between Christmas and New Year's. And I've been there twice myself with our two boys. It's targeted up to 35 years old, but Christian people families, if you have children in that age range, parents are welcome to join them for that. And then we're also going to record each year. This is the fifth year that I'm aware of. I've done it 5 years with Pastor Ken Mitchell and the Camp Asabo staff. They're doing their registration starts the first Tuesday in March. And so we know that a lot of people want to be reminded because the camp fills up quick. It's a very popular place. It's been there for many, many years.
A long time.
Yes, I think it's in the late 40s. It's been there. So we have that. And then we have our community service program. We had a good experience with the Mexico Mission. People listened to our program back on the June the 27th. One of our listeners responded, went to Mexico Mission, what was the program, and had a great time. He's going back to Cuba. We asked him to give a report on that.
It was a good interview.
It was a good interview. And then we're planning a few things, a very sad topic, which is human trafficking. And the Michigan State Police is teaming up and did an emphasis in January. We're going to have a report on that, and we're actually going to record that program in our Camposabo Grayling studios with Officer Christopher Keller. And then my wife debuted as one of the co-hosts with the Kalamazoo Ringers. This is a bell ringing group that's a bronze level. That is the highest level of community volunteer bell ringers. They have an absolutely awesome sign. We asked them, how many ways can you ring a bell? And they said, we don't know. They keep inventing new ways all the time. And they're going to have the Bronze Fest. This is where these groups of high level of competent bell ringers get together. They kind of have a cook-off. They kind of each do their own special number, but they have a clinician. This one's coming over from, I think, France, at least from Europe. It's going to be leading them. It's a high point for them. And then they give a concert led by this very competent conductor, and it just brings them all up to a higher level. They look forward to it. And this year, this is a regional thing. It's done in Ohio, Indiana, Michigan, Wisconsin, Illinois, but it's going to be right here in Kalamazoo, Michigan. So that's fantastic. We're looking forward to an interview with Habitat for Humanity. Ever since I read the book, No More Shacks, and that was is that no more, as much as they are possible, the founder says, no more shacks. We're going to build houses, and that when you have good housing, it just brings up the level, the purpose, and it just improves the community. And you've heard of the Restore Store?
Mm-hmm.
Well, the Restore Store helps fund that, as well as donations of time and effort. And then we're looking at some more community service programs. That's just what we have planned. And then we have some new programs that are coming on board in the month of February. One of them is Strong Tower Radio has developed this with the principal author. This is Ron Price. This man is just awesome. We did three recordings on a book that he did, which is Play Nice in Your Sandbox. And hopefully you'll hear that program in conjunction with this launch of this program. We encouraged him to go into the studio. His program is called Relationship CPR. And that is that our relationships, they need help. And it doesn't matter. His three books is, first one was At Work. The second one was At Home. And the last one is At Church. And that's where we hang out and we need help with our relationships. And he writes that in such a way that in an acronym that how do you prevent problems? And then once you have them, how do you mitigate them or reduce them? So Ron Price, that's going to become a household name and a regular part, and that's launching here on Strong Tower Radio exclusively here, premiering on Strong Tower Radio, we believe that this will be picked up by other like-minded stations. So you heard it here first, John.
That's cool. He's a very good speaker. Very good.
And then a new program from 3ABN will be Inside Steps to Christ. The book Steps to Christ is a book written by Ellen G. White, but this author, which is Damon Sneed, he takes each one of those chapters in a 30-minute program and shares the concepts, readings from the book, texts from the Bible, and adding personal comments and experiences through that. So those are a few programs that we're looking forward to. Always something happening at Strong Tower Radio.
Yes, there is.
Well, John, it's been good to review the February theme, to talk with our author, Pastor Mike Lambert, to look over the newsletter and look at what's coming on the air.
Yeah, it's always interesting to go back over it, and a lot of it happens as we go forward, as we mentioned before. So just like that, we will see you next month at the same time.
Thanks so much, John, and bye, listeners.
But a way of knowing that the universe is not the random, unconfigured emptiness that made us feel lonely? And what is grace? But a way of seeing all of it, the little joys, the grand exhilarations, the trusting friendships we form, as part of one great plan unfolding for our good. Grace didn't start when we discovered it. When we were suddenly aware we needed hope and freedom, when the crushing weight of our mistakes was taken off our backs, God's deep and saving care for each of us was just as true when we were blind to it, and when our arrogance declared we were the masters of our fate. In all those long and desperate nights we fought with life and tried to force the future to our will, God still was compassionate and merciful, slow to get angry, and filled with unfailing love. The arc of all we know is toward the love that will not let us go. Behind each moment, in each day, through all the setbacks and successes, grace has been preparing us for joy, for peace, for trusting love. Why wait another hour to let your life align again with all that Christ is doing? I am the one who is, who always was, and who is still to come, he says. Receive the grace that always has been there for you. I'm Bill Knopp, thanking you for listening to Grace Notes on Strong Tower Radio. If you'd like to know more about grace, visit our website at moregracenotes.com.